Okay, this is 7 p.m. Central Time on Thanksgiving, November 22nd, 2012. This is Katie Zero Echo Tango Quebec, Phil Papa Hotel in Yalima in St. Louis, Missouri. I'll be net control for a Thursday night tech net. We got Herb and Jose doing some other things, and KF7UTR Brad will be alternate. So what we're going to do, I believe the way this is done is we don't seem to be able to turn it over to little individual areas the nets I've checked into, kind of open it up to anybody for any technical advice they'd like regarding all communications equipment, you know, transceivers, antennas, computers, any type of anything in a technical area, I guess you want to talk about. I'll mark it down and we'll see if we can get anybody come up with your answer. We'll kind of go through a list of whoever's here on Thanksgiving. May be a short list, I'm not sure. But we'll see what we got. So first, as in any net, I'll check to see if there's any priority or emergency messages around. This is KD0ETQ. Okay, nothing heard. This is KD0ETQ. So we'll open it up. First come, first serve. I guess we'll just take it that way. If you've got a question or a problem or just like to check in, this is Kilo Delta Zero Echo Tango Quebec listening now.
Hello, Fox 5, Quebec, Quebec, Bravo.
Okay, all I got in there that time was Quebec, Quebec, Bravo. We'll turn it over to you. Go ahead, KD0ETQ.
Wanted to let you know that not everyone is doing something else tonight. I'm just sitting here watching the Washington-Dallas game and reading about ham stuff on my computer. And I remembered to connect up the OZG repeater here in New Orleans to the Handyham network, and so we can listen in on it. I don't know if anyone else is going to join us, but I just wanted to let you know that you're not by yourself. KF5QQB,
stand by,
and maybe I'll have some answers for some questions later on.
Okay, KF5QQB, KD0ETQ. Okay, please. I know we got a couple in there. You know, I got Brad in there. He's an alternate. And I heard Matt in there, I think Mobile out there. He didn't sound like he was real close to a repeater. He was kind of on the edge of it. Maybe a few in there. And I know some nets I listened to the other night. Didn't look like anybody was going to come into it. Might have been last night. Didn't look like nobody was going to check in. And like 40 minutes after the net started, then there was like 15 check-ins in the last 20 minutes. And it actually rained till like 8:15. So, you know, you never know when people come in to last minute. A lot of people are coming in from, we just got back in not long ago from a family gathering. So a lot of people coming in the evening. So, what I'll do is I'll just sit there and listen. If anybody have a question or like to check in, call KD0 Echo Tango Quebec.
November Sierra Kilo.
Okay, I got KB9 November Sierra Kilo. That's Kilo Bravo 9. Looks like that's Russell. So turn over to Russell. KB9 November Sierra Kilo, KD0 ETQ. Go ahead, Russell.
Well, this is Weston here in KB9 in that case. Well, I wasn't going to get in there because you said something about the question on, and you said, I used to duck in and talk about anything there. And you ain't the only one long I'm in here too, because I kick in all of the nets I can there, and I might get to meet that guy down in New Orleans when I go down there after the February. I'm going to be taking the cruise down there, and I'm going to have to go on the train down in New Orleans, and then I'll be on the cruise. And I just sit here watching TV and all that. So I figure I'll get in there from KB9 and NKI. I'll try to catch you next Thursday.
Yeah, okay, Russell. Yeah, I try to check into a lot of nets, too. Yeah, I know Herb down there in New Orleans. A couple people down there in that New Orleans area. I've only been in New Orleans one time. Oh, and that was like 40 years ago, I think, around 1970-something. I was in New Orleans, but I've only been there once. But it's a nice city. And, well, thanks for checking in. And like I said, I like to check into quite a few nets, too. So thanks there, Russell, for the check-in. So again, we'll look for anybody willing to check in or asking, looking for an answer to a problem they might have. This is Kilo Delta Zero Echo Tango Quebec.
I become close enough, I can say hi now. KA0BQW Delta.
Yeah, okay, Matt, got you in there. A little scratchy, but I got you in there. K0PQW is KD0 Echo Tango Quebec. Yeah, I got you in there. So, must be getting a little bit closer to the repeater there. We had a nice day in St. Louis. We got the 71. I think we missed a record only by a couple. But we got a cool front coming through later this evening. And there's some thunderstorms in the area. I was kind of hoping, well, I hope I don't get a lightning strike and knock me off Echolink. So far, it looks like the radar. It looks like thunderstorms are moving over in Illinois, so maybe we just get some rain showers the rest of the evening. So, how you doing there, Matt? K0PQW, KD0ETQ.
The cold front has already started here. It was 56 this morning when I went over to my sister's, and it's like 36 now, maybe less than that. So, it's cold, and we've even seen some snow where he's here, some snow on the way home, so that's what it's doing up here. Anyhow, thanks for picking up the net there, Phil. Good to hear you, and just have a good time there. Nice to hear you on there. Something to do on the way home here. KA0PQW Mobile. I have a good net there, and I may get on after a while when I get home.
Oh, okay, Matt. Like I said, we got home about 6:30 or so from my sister-in-law's house. Had a good day, and it was Thanksgiving days here, even in St. Louis. We don't go outside and sit outside in the backyard and talk like we would on, we usually go to my sister-in-law's for Father's Day, and we're outside then. But, usually not on Thanksgiving or Christmas, so we'll have to see what Christmas does here in St. Louis. Thanksgiving sure was warm, though. Everybody's got their ovens going. They had to open their doors and windows to cool the house up. No heaters are down here today. So, okay, if you're back in there, catch you in later. See if anybody else wants to check in here or come in with a question or have a problem they'd like somebody to deal with. This is Kilo Delta Zero Echo Tango Quebec. Call now.
Yeah, November 1, Victor X-Ray Papa. Good evening, Phil. Good evening to the net.
Bravo 0, Delta Charlie.
Okay, I got the Rick N1VXP, and then I just got the very end. I think I got a 0 Delta Charlie. I'm not sure if I got Delta Charlie something. I missed that last call right after Rick. Come in again and try it. I either messed it up or missed the last couple of your call letters there.
I'm coming in to you on the 145.45 here. Call Kilo Bravo 0 Delta Charlie Oscar.
Okay, I got a Kilo Bravo 0 Delta Charlie Oscar. I believe, okay. I'll make sure when I come to you that that's correct. That's what I got this time. Okay, we'll go over to Rick. N1 VXP. This is KD0 Echo Tango Quebec on a Thursday night TechNet.
This is N1 VXP. Not really any tech questions. I was thinking, trying to come up with one, but really didn't think of anything today. Had a really good afternoon. Enjoyed the outside. There was four of us together. The neighbors, we got together and had our little Thanksgiving dinner out on the deck, and really enjoyed it. And I had a little fun last night. I got into that Ham Nation net on Dewdrop, and after we did our little thing after 11 o'clock last night, I happened to talk to somebody. I thought I had talked to him before, found out I didn't, but had the opportunity to talk to a station from Finland, He was a mobile station, and it was quite surprising. He was really glad to have a little goose off, and it was always fun. It's really great that people from other countries happen to be in there, and they almost ended up with a pileup. Everybody thought the net was still going on, and I said, "Well, wait a minute, it closed about 5 minutes ago, but if you'd like to do a round table, we'd be glad to do it." And that's one thing I like about ham radio. It's always really good things going on. Oh, and I see WA0TDA is connected. Oh, he disconnected. Was in there. don't really have much else. I'll just be listening on the side. And 1VXP is back to net control.
Okay, Rick and 1VXP. Yeah, I said while I'm doing this, I have my own tech question. Somebody may know because I've never done this. They said they wanted this net recorded, which I know how to start the recording on Echolink, and there are little dots flashing, so I know it is recording. I just don't know if there. I believe what it does, it creates a WAV file in your Echolink folder. I think that's what it does. But what I did know, and I still don't know, is there if there is a time limit. You know, I mean, if you're, I mean, I'm not going to be running this net for 5 hours, but I mean, if you know. Is there any kind of timeout, you know, where it records for so long and then quits? I don't know if it or just makes a large WAV file. I don't know. Maybe somebody can answer that since that's something I'm doing right now. Yeah, that's good over there on that that contact with Finland. I think on Echolink I did run into someone from Finland once about a month ago, and it was I think it was on the Ireland conference server. So. Okay, like I said, I probably ate 3 days' worth of food today, so I better. I'm gonna have to put on about 5 pounds, two plates of food and a dessert. So I always do that in the holidays, eat too much, and then I'm not hungry for 2 days. So, well, Rick, thanks for checking in. We'll go to KB0 Delta Charlie Oscar, and let me know if I've got that call wrong, and then you can give me your name because I don't believe I know it. So KB0DCO, that's KD0ETQ, Handy Ham, TechNet.
Correct, and my name is Thomas, Tango Hotel Oscar Mike Alpha Sierra, and coming into you on the N0BDE repeater here on the 14545. And guys sounding decent tonight, hopefully everyone had a good jerky day out there. And at least I got some, and good gravy to go on top of it. So it was good stuffing and everything else. It was all real good. And then after that, played some music afterwards. So that was good. Squeeze box music, put it that way. And activity and then stop when there's dead air. I think that's how that works. I haven't played with it in a long time, but I think that's how it works. And I don't know how this happened. Maybe I don't remember how it went, but I ended up going into the files and looking at them, and there was a lot of files. Well, think of every time the repeater would beep. Or you had it sitting there recording or whatever, so you get a beep and beep and beep and beep. So that's what I'm thinking. If there was no activity, it would only, and I think it was then it cut it down into little individual files, I think is what ended up happening. So as far as how long it records, that's a good question. I think if you got it and you're in a conversation or something, I think that will only record. Not you, but it will record everything else. I think is how that works. So, and one of the files that I played, that's how it went. It just played everything that it received, but it didn't record any of my side of the conversation. I wish you best of luck on that, and maybe you have to have some other entity log in with another node and just have it for a recording node or something, and then be able for that person then to just meter, I think would be the way to do it, instead of a net control operator. KB0, DCO, subject for use, and have a good evening.
Yeah, okay, Thomas. Well, it is flashing red while I'm talking also, so that I don't know. And I do notice that it, you know, during the break between the QSOs, the red light will just, the dot will just stay red. I guess it's not doing anything then. And once I tap the bar and it starts up again, while I'm transmitting now and speaking, it is flashing. When I'm doing it and when others are doing it, so hopefully it's record. They just said we'd like you to record it, and that's, you know, I really didn't get any instructions, so I just hit the record when I started the net, and hopefully I don't have 510 WAV files, because I'm not sure. I'm gonna have to find out what I have to do with these once I've got them anyway. You know, after a whole bunch of them, I'll have to find out you know, what I need to do next time to make it into one, and what other people do, because Herb and Jose probably know exactly how to do that, and if I did it wrong, they'll let me know, and I'll do it right the next time, hopefully. So, okay, on what you've had done over there today, like I said, we got to sit out, so, which is, some of them were sitting, the guys were sitting there watching the football game. I think at first they were watching Lions game, and then I think the Redskins Dallas game was on after that, but I didn't, and I know I think there's a game going on right now, I think, but I think my TV's on CNN, so we'll take it over to see if there's anybody else got any questions or anybody else wants to check in. Call Katie Zero Echo Tango Quebec from any place you are, if you anywhere can hear my voice. Katie Zero ETQ. Any check-ins or any questions? Well, it's Katie's Great TQ again. Well, last week, I know there were a couple of comments made. Well, this net could never only go 1 hour. I mean, we're 20 minutes into it and got dead air already. So, hopefully we make the hour. I had asked a question even earlier in the week, about a week ago, you know, would there be one on Thanksgiving? And at the time, maybe Herb, Jose, they were going to be able to do it, but I guess things came up. And I know I had to check in Shark Time this morning. Woody just had to take the net. There was nobody around. I'm not sure who was. I took last Thursday and the Thursday before net. I believe the person that normally handles that, I think N6 VFO, I believe. I think he's moving or something. So I took it 2 weeks ago and last Thursday, but nobody asked me about this Thursday, but I really couldn't do it. It was I had to check in Shark Time and leave, so I don't know how long that net lasted, so I just told him I'd pick up tonight. So, once again, we'll put out a call. This is Kilo Delta Zero Echo Tango Quebec with the Thursday night Handy Hams TechNet. Anybody that's willing just to want to check in or have any questions regarding any type of tech activity. It's KD0 Echo Tango Quebec listening for a call.
KC2OJU checking in.
Okay, I got KC2OJU. Looks like Randy. Let me know where you're located, and if you do have any questions or you just like to check in. So Kilo Charlie 2, Oscar Juliet Uniform. Randy, this is KD0 Echo Tango Quebec in the net.
Well, good evening, everybody on Handy Ham Net tonight. Yeah, I just checked my email here on the computer here, and I happened to come across, I opened Echolink up, turned that on, and come across, see that they're doing a net on Handy Ham. My wife and I, we just got home, went up to our niece's house for Thanksgiving dinner there, and I tell you, the worst thing to do when you go for Thanksgiving dinner, not eat all day long. I had a donut this morning for breakfast, and the same thing my wife had, and we didn't eat all day long, and I tell you, we went up there, they had late dinner at 5 o'clock, and so everybody got there, and it was my niece's house there, and her husband, and her mother and father, that would be my wife's brother, and his wife, and her sister, twin sister there, and all their kids, and his mother and father, and had a whole household. I tell you, They said, they're okay, everybody go help yourself. So they had tables set up, four tables set up in the living room there. So we went in and helped yourself, and I got the first plate, and I was so hungry. Oh, it tastes so good. And I was still hungry, so I went up and got some more mashed potatoes and gravy and coleslaw and dressing and turkey, and they had homemade pies, and I tell you, I ate that, and I said, I am stuffed. My stomach was in agony. I overate, but I was so hungry. And so when we got left, ready to leave, he gave us a great big bag of turkey to take home with us, and I said, well, I didn't get to eat a piece of that homemade apple pie, so my wife, I don't care for pumpkin pie. My wife likes pumpkin pie, so she got a slice of pumpkin pie, and I got a slice of homemade apple pie, and they're both homemade, and I'll eat them tomorrow. I'm so stuffed right now. I had to come home and take some Tums. That's so bad. It's an awful thing. You sit there and eat until you can't eat no more until you get sick. But that's the worst thing to do. I might better have some lunch there, and that way I wouldn't have been so hungry. But it tastes so good, and I tell you, last me, I won't eat no breakfast or lunch tomorrow. I tell you that. Yeah, we had a good time anyway. So we're home. We're relaxing now, and probably going after a while and just flop my feet up on the reclined chair and just watch television for a while. So not too much else going on here. Yeah, my handle's Randy from Carthage, New York, way upstate New York in Carthage. And it's 3 miles away from the Fort Drum, New York Army Base. Just a little small town, about 300 miles from New York City. Back to Nat.
Yeah, okay, Randy, KC2, OJU. KD0 Echo Tango Quebec. Yeah, I mean, I almost duplicated what you did. I had a donut and a glass of milk this morning. That's all I had. And then I sat around for hours and waited till we went to my sister-in-law's and ate mid-afternoon, did the same thing. I ate one plate, and after I ate the whole plate, it was like I hadn't ate yet. And I said, well, now I got to go get another plate. My wife's watching me, and I go get another plate. And I do like pumpkin pie, so then I had a piece of that, and they sent food home, almost exactly like you were saying. So, but I probably will eat tomorrow and the next day, but not as much. But yeah, I did this. I was afraid, well, now if I eat this and eat now, then I'll get there, and then, you know, they always say, no, we got plenty of food, eat up. And if you don't, then you feel, you know, like you're letting them down, so you just eat anyway. So that happens every year. And a funny thing about pumpkin pie, a couple of years ago, my cousin, he was in the military and served over in Bosnia, and he met a couple of fellows from the UK and became very good friends with them. And they came to Thanksgiving dinner in 2010, and they were over here. They say, now this is what these two say, one was from Liverpool, one was from Birmingham, I think. And they said they don't have pumpkin pie in the UK. I didn't know that. So they tried it. They did not like it. Neither one quite a face both of them made when they ate it. And then we also had was something called a green bean casserole, which I like. And they didn't like that either. They said they never heard of that. Now that I could see, you know. But pumpkin pie, I didn't know they didn't have it in the UK. And they said they don't. And they tasted it, took one bite, and that was it. They said, nope. But not for me, and that was the end of that. So, but yeah, I did what you did. So, I got your Carthage, the area you said near New York City. So, back to, I guess what I'll do now is throw a commercial in here. So, if you want any information on Handy Hams, how to join, and so forth, go to www.handyhams.org. And there's information on the net times. Use the, not just the Handy Ham net, but there are other nets that do use the Handy Ham conference server. The information on that is www.handyham.info, I-N-F-O. So you can get the information on all the net times, what days there is a net and what days there is not, and on the daily. We've got the daily Handy Ham net at 11 a.m. Central, and the Susie WA6 Dirty Kitchen Sinks got her trivia net on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. And then Wednesday night, we've got the Wednesday night. I'm going to tie myself out there. Wednesday night, we've got the Wednesday night net. And then tonight, on Thursday night, the tech net. So that's the information. If you need it, go to those two sites. So, again, we'll look for any check-ins or anybody with any questions or problems. This is Kilo Delta Zero, Echo Tango, Quebec, and a Thursday night, Annie Ham TechNet.
Yeah, just one more thing here. This is KC2OJU again. Yeah, I have checked in this net before, and I do receive emails from it and tells all the information, updates, and everything to it. And talk about pumpkin pie. I do not like pumpkin pie, but this is funny. I will eat pumpkin bread. Pumpkin roll, like when you put the sour cream in. My wife's sister used to make, she's deceased now, but she used to, when she was alive there, she made that, and I loved it. Pumpkin bread and pumpkin pie, pumpkin cookies, pumpkin donuts, but I will not eat pumpkin pie. And you said a city in New York. No, I'm way up, I'm 300 miles away from New York City. New York City is 300 miles away from me. I'm way upstate by the Canadian border. I'm 30 miles from the Canadian border. Back to that, KC2OJU.
Oh, okay, Randy, KC2OJU. Yeah, I misunderstood the amount. Yeah, I kept, at first I knew you were set upstate, and for some reason I drug you back down toward the coast again. So, yeah, I guess you're farther up. I'm not sure how close you are to, you know, if you're upstate Buffalo, upstate Syracuse, Albany, I guess, are really more center to state. But I need to get my geography of the state of New York a little bit better, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I always did like pumpkin pie. I mean, I like some things, you know, that people like, I don't, and some things, you know, like that. But I just thought that was funny when the two guys from the UK had never heard of pumpkin pie. I mean, usually you may not have it in your country, but at least you've heard of it. I know over there in the UK they talk about fish and chips. Their chips, I believe, are just French fries, or what we call French fries, or at least close, if they're not the exact same thing. I know they refer to what we would think of as French fries as chips. So I know there's a lot of different sayings, but I didn't know anybody had never even heard of it. But they didn't like it. I know that. That was a couple of years ago. Maybe they've learned to like it in 2 years if they've come back over here, because they've been in the States for a year or so now. So I'd like to see if anybody would like to check in again. This is KD0ETQ. Thursday night, Handy Ham TechNet. Any check-ins or any questions? Call KD0ETQ now.
Delta Zero, Papa Tango Mike.
Okay. Oh, I caught everything but the first one. I don't know if that is a Kilo Delta Zero Papa Tango. I got Delta Zero Papa Tango Mike, but I don't know if that's a whiskey. I guess it'd be Kilo Delta Zero Papa Tango Mike. You can let me know if it's Kilo Delta Zero or something else. That's KD0ATQ.
Yeah, it's Kilo Delta Zero Papa Tango Mike. This is Joe in Minnesota, and we want to just check in and give you one for the count. Not much going on here. Fighting a lot of snow. Started snowing here about 4 o'clock our time, 4:30 our time, and it's still snowing and blowing pretty good. If it keeps it up, we're going to have a mess in the morning, but we had to come in and give you one for the time. You, sir?
Yeah, you kind of chopped off there, Dan. I'm not sure if you turned it back to me or you dropped out. You faded out and then disappeared. Did you turn it back over to me? Go ahead.
Roger, we turned it back over to you. Maybe we had just a ground plate hooked up. We put now over on the beam, headed toward our repeater station over here. Maybe that helped you. Let me know here. Back to you, sir.
Oh, a big difference. Yeah, you were kind of fading out there, a little scratchy. You're real good in there now. I got it as KD0 Papa Tango Mike and Joe in Minnesota. Well, you can keep the snow up there at least for a while. I mean, I know we'll get it down here eventually in St. Louis. Right now, it's shower out there right now and 62 degrees. So, front's nuts. I think I looked on the map, the cold front that's going to bring us our change is just going through Kansas City right now. So it's still about 250 miles west of us. So It's not going to get here till after midnight or maybe after 3 or 4 in the morning. So, but tomorrow we're supposed to barely make 40, you know, 38 to 40 for the high for the next day or two, down in the 20s at night, rain and maybe some rain and snow mix Monday night, Tuesday morning. So we're going to go from 70 down to into the 20s, you know, so that's our, that's St. Louis. They always say, well, they probably say in a lot of cities, they always say in St. Louis, if you don't like the weather, wait a few days. Because, I mean, our weather jumps all over the place. I mean, we've already had 28, 29. We've already had today up near 70 and back to 28 again. So we're back and forth. If we can have a winter like we did last year, that'd be good. We had 6 inches of snow the whole year. We had 3 2-inch snows the whole winter. And the lowest we got all year was 16 above zero. So that's pretty good. So I'll turn it back over to you, KD0PTM, and you do sound a lot better, KD0ETQ.
Roger. Yeah, we got a little four-element Yagi, and we put that on over toward Minnetonka. That's where our repeater is here on the 145-450. But anyway, yeah, temperature here right now is, well, last time I looked, it was 35. We're supposed to get low at 26. And our temperature was fluctuating like yours. We had 60 and 65 for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And now today the bottom fell out of it. And like I say, see, snowing pretty hard, a lot of wind. And it was 35 degrees the last time I looked about an hour ago. But it's supposed to drop down to 26. That means all this stuff that's hitting the roads right now, it's melting on the roads, but it's accumulating on the grassy areas. But that's all going to freeze. And thank God, I don't have to go out of the house for the next couple of days. We got enough food to last. Back to you.
Yeah, okay, Joe. KD0PTM. This is a KD0ETQ and the Thursday night Anyham TechNet. Yeah, well, I know when we have weather like that, those sometimes are worse than if it just starts out at 27 in snow and ends at 18 in snow. Then you kind of got a lot of powder and you just brush it off. But when you start out either rain and change of snow or snow at 35 and drop to 20-something, sometimes those are worse because then all the moisture on the streets freeze. Now, if you have a real good wind, real strong wind, sometimes then it'll dry, you know, once it's done, it'll dry the streets up before it gets a chance to freeze. The only thing I'm in the third floor of an apartment building, and I don't have any kind of, even like a covering or anything. I just have to park out in the parking lot. And those kind of days, when I go up the next morning, my locks are always froze. And they're, you know, the way things are today, you don't want to leave your car unlocked. No matter where you live. I live way out in the county, you know, it's a nice area, but you still don't want to leave your car unlocked. So you lock the door, and the next day I have to go out, unlock it, you know, push the button on the little remote thing on the car. You hear it click, and then I have to take a screwdriver and pop it open, you know, and you hear the ice breaking between the, you know, down the door. So I hate those kind of freezes like that. Powdery snow won't freeze up your doors. So, yeah, hopefully you won't get it too bad. Maybe I haven't looked. Like I said, I worked in weather forecasting, meteorologist for 30 years, retired now at 65. So, I still follow the weather. I haven't looked up Minnesota to see what was going on. We were having thunderstorms around here, so I was kind of watching, hoping I wasn't going to get a lightning strike and knock me off EchoLink. So, okay, see if you got anything else to say before I look for anybody else to check in. You got anything else to say there, Joe? KD0ETQ.
Everything is good. It was kind of a sweet earlier, the rain, then it turned into snow, and when I got home here about 15 minutes ago, it was still snowing, and the streets were wet, and it was sloppy, cars driving. It was all wet coming up from the highway, so I think those that do have to go to work tomorrow, I think they're going to have a tricky ride in. But anyway, we'll let you go and give you one count for the net. And we're going to kind of just sit back and take it easy and enjoy sitting here in the house. This is KD0, Papa Tango Mike. We'll be clear. And you have a good evening and a great holiday, sir.
Okay. Well, thanks, sir, Joe. Katie Zero, Papa Tango Mike in Minnesota, Katie Zero ETQ. Okay, thanks. You have a nice evening there, and hopefully your weather won't get too bad up there. So thanks for checking in. A one for the count. I can use one for the count tonight. I can use a bunch of them for the count. But I do have several check-ins, even though we haven't had a topic to talk over. It seems like most. I know because it's Thanksgiving, but the had a lot of topics going on over the last couple months. But a lot of people are still out. They're just coming home, and there just isn't a lot of people around. A lot of people made me think there isn't a net. I asked a week ago if there was even going to be one. I wasn't sure if there was going to be a net on Thanksgiving. But, you know, since there was, and I ended up asking about it, so I ended up running it. So, thanks a lot then, Joe, and have a nice evening. Okay, we'll look around for anybody else willing to check in, or anybody want to bring a topic up tonight. This is K0EETQ. Echo Tango Quebec, call now.
IOA and ILA.
Well, I got the IOA first and the ILA second. Now, if I remember this right, you can tell me if I'm right or wrong. IOA, I believe, is Ron, and ILA is Richard, I think. Let's turn it over and see if it's Ron who's checking in, and Richard who's there with him. Or at least being checked in with them. So let's go ahead back to Ron and see if that's who this is. That's K0 Echo Tango Quebec.
You have won the grand prize! Yeah!
Right in the cold, fucking gas. That's what happens when you're the little brother. The big brother tells them what to do. We're stuck from turkey today and ham and everything. I hope everybody else is too. Just wanted to check in. A safe trip to work tomorrow.
Okay. That call, I for some reason only remember the IOA ILA. Is that KF5? Go ahead. Yes, KD0ETQ. Ron, is the call KF5 IOA and ILA? Have I got the prefixes right there?
We both got the KF5. We both have that, and the only difference is Ron is IOA and Richard is ILA.
Okay, I had it right then. For some reason, I was trying to make you a KF0, but I said that didn't sound right. So yeah, I remember from listening to all the nets that I've checked into that when I hear IOA and ILA, so okay, the O is Ron for R-O-N. I can remember that, and the I for Richard, R-I. I think you even told somebody to try to use that as a little method to remember. And at least that's how I do it. If I hear an O, I said, oh, that's Ron. And I, well, that's Richard. So I learned it that way. So you got a little methods of remembering people's names. So, okay, thanks for checking in there. And hope you have a good evening. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. So I'm not sure if you have anything else to say. We'll turn it back to you and see if it was one for the count, or if you have anything to talk about. So KF5 IOA, Ron is KD0ETQ.
You know, we're just checking in, and like I said, Richard is out pumping the gas in the snowy, wet, cold climate at the moment of Minneapolis and Minnesota, and we're both stuffed with turkey and ham and all that fixings, and hope everybody are too, and then have a safe and trip to work tomorrow if they're working or shopping. KF5 IOA and ILA, have a happy holidays to everybody that hears our voice.
Yeah, okay, Ron, thanks. Like I said, did the coin toss and he lost and he had to go out in the cold and the snow and pump gas, and you stay in and talk. Okay, well, have a nice evening, and hope you had a good Thanksgiving. So this is KD0ETQ, looking for any more check-ins to the Thursday night Handy Ham TechNet. Anyone just willing to check in for the count, or anyone have any questions? We'd like to talk, any topics we'd like to talk about regarding any kind of, communication stuff, any type of transceivers, receivers, computers, See if we can find somebody with enough people around here to come up with an answer. So this is KD0 Echo Tango Quebec listening.
This is November Delta 5 Yankee.
Alpha 5 Echo Zulu Quebec.
And KD0 PQW now at home.
Okay, I got three in there. I got a ND5Y. And I got Matt in there at the end that he's home. And I'm the second call, I'm not sure if I marked, I was heard was AL5EZQ. Now I'm not sure if that call's right or if I've only got part of it. The Echo Zulu Quebec, you want to give me your call? I'm not sure if I have that right.
You got most of it. I must have been a little quick talking. This is King Alpha 5 Echo Zulu Quebec, Rick and Bellchase.
Okay, you got Rick and Bellchase, KE5EZQ. Okay, I had you in here second. I believe, like I said, if I'm writing these calls down, seeing if I've got these right. I got it written down as November Delta 5 Yankee. Now, that may be right. This is KD0ETQ, your turn.
KD0ETQ in a nut, this is ND5Y, you got the call correct. November Delta 5 Yankee, portable 5 on the handheld, on Echo Link. Name is Tom, located in Wichita Falls, Texas. And I don't have any real traffic. We had a good Thanksgiving here, and that's about it. Back to you, this is ND5Y.
Oh, okay. ND5Y, Tom. Portable there on the handheld in Wichita Falls in Texas. Yeah, everybody seems to have had a good day and ate too much. So I know I did. Like I said, like someone else there said, speaking to him, and I did the same thing he did. I had a donut and a glass of milk this morning and didn't eat till the end of the day and then ate a whole bunch. So I seem to do that a lot. When I know I'm going to have a big meal, I try not to eat much all day, and then I just wait. There's too many people saying, now remember, now we got plenty of food, so you don't want to sit there and not eat. So I overeat for 2-3 days a year on the holidays, so I'll probably do it again on Christmas. So we'll go over to you. Let's see, what have we got? I think we can go back now to K5EZQ, where I finally got his call right, Rick and Bellchase. This is KD0 Echo Tango Quebec.
Yep, that's affirmative. You do have the call sign right. King Alpha 5 Echo Zulu Quebec. Yep, today's been an absolutely beautiful and perfect day, or as close to perfect as we could get around here. Got up into the 70s, I think. Low is around 40-something, about 43 or 44 this morning. I turned over, went back to sleep for a little while, then got up and did a few things before I headed up across the river and up across the lake even to the children's house and had Thanksgiving turkey and ham and all kinds of other stuff with them. Wound up with enough stuff to bring back for another meal or two anyway. Other than that, that's been pretty much uneventful. Traffic wasn't too bad going or coming. I guess I timed it about right. But other than that, that's about it, I guess. KA5EZQ, back to net control.
Yeah, KA5EZQ. KD0ETQ. Okay, Rick. Like I said, the weather here is nice. It's not cool off. We've had some showers. We had a couple of thunderstorms about an hour ago. Kind of weren't expected as showers were. It's going to be some showers around for a few hours, but and then get cooler during the night, but we're still 61 degrees on my thermometer here, so haven't cool. I think the cold front's out just going through Kansas City, so it'll be a little later tonight before we cool off here. Yeah, I heard on the news down there in Texas, talking about traffic, they had 100 car pileup down in near Beaumont. I think that's where it was. I said they must have had a lot of fog this morning, and semi tried to slow down or stop, and nobody else did. Like 106 cars went into it, so it looks like kind of a big mess down there. But a lot of people had their Thanksgiving thrown off in that line, because they closed Interstate 10 both directions for hours, and I'm guessing a lot of them people were maybe on their way to Thanksgiving dinners that sat on the highway instead. So, well, okay, thanks there, Rick, for checking in, and now we'll go over to Matt, said he's home. So go over to K0PQW at home, KD0ETQ.
Yeah, okay, Phil. Well, you're doing a great job there. K0PQW here at Ellendale, sitting in the shack now. And I brought home some leftovers, too. That's a good idea. I was further away than I thought when I checked in Mobile. I was still on Highway 14, all of 25 miles from the repeater, and my repeater's not that high. And just on an HT inside the car. So I'm always pretty happy that it works way over there. At least it's working. Jeez, it seems all I've done this week is fight with computers and repeaters. The EchoLink computer failed on me here all Sunday night. And so replaced, put the old 98 box back on there for now. It's still not completely working. I think I've got a port forwarding issue that's not quite right. So if you try to connect to my repeater and it doesn't work, that's why. Probably this weekend we'll be able to get at that. And then the reset. Then the 6-4 machine decided it was going to play games here too and act up and not see the CLS line, so it wouldn't... It would transmit nicely, and you could talk into it through the 440 link, but you couldn't go in on the input. It wouldn't key the transmitter. I had to tinker with that a little bit, got it going. Not really sure what's wrong with that. It's an intermittent issue that shows up. Start tapping on stuff, and it comes back. I don't know. These darn repeaters should be something else. One announcement I'll make, CQ Worldwide, CW Worldwide Contest is this weekend. Starts, I think, tomorrow night, 0-100, and goes all weekend till Sunday night. So if you new CW and take a shot at it, it's a lot of fun. It works some good DX. There's a good chance to work some good DX on HF on CW. I'll try to get on a little bit and play around on some of the bands and stuff. That'll be kind of fun. So the exchange is your CQ zone. I know in Minnesota we're in number 4. So hopefully some people, I'm sure there'll be plenty of activity, but I thought I'd announce that. And you're kind of watching 6 meters here. We're getting into close to December, and we should see some sporadic E openings here. A lot of times, sometimes we even get them here, like at Thanksgiving. I've seen sporadic E openings, get a nice little Thanksgiving present from 6 meters, but that's not happening tonight. But anyhow, I'll be watching between now and the first of the year, even into January, a little bit. And we'll start seeing some wintertime sporadic E openings on 6 meters, so that's always a lot of fun. And they're also talking that there's a solar flare that took place. I'm sure the HF boys aren't real happy about that, but that could give us some aurora over the next few days and stuff on VHF, UHF, so be watching for that. Point your antennas up to the north and keep your ears open there. So other than that, I think that's it. I'm going to sit back here and listen, and it was doing something with the 222 sideband set up here that reconfiguring here a little bit, so I'm going to work on that here a little bit tonight too. Going to reroute some cabling and stuff. that the other night, but I got it going again. That was just a faulty cable, so, and just put that all back together here. So anyhow, nice to hear you, Phil. Thanks for picking up the net and doing an excellent job there. K0ETQ, K0PQW.
Yeah, okay, Matt, K0PQW, K0ETQ. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I heard you talk speaking about the, I get interested in those, the contest, the phone and the CW. My CW isn't as good as it was a long time ago. I like to, I cheat and use a little software thing called, well, I think it's all part of the same, company, because I got, I think SEATTY, and then I've got CW Git, and I got True TTY. I got a whole bunch of those little things that DigiPan and all those things, decoders. And so when I do CW, I can't sit there and hear the DIT dials anymore. I sit there, so I run it through CW Git and just watch it print out on the screen. So I just do that. But, hope you get all the things going. And I heard, too, if you can't get in through your minus R there, go to the link, come in through there. Looks like the Hennyham conference server's been okay since that little glitch the other morning. I'm not sure what that was, but it seems like it's been fine the last couple days. So, I haven't had any problems. I usually go through, you run through, get a list, and you kind of go through a list again, but to see, talk about the topic, but never got a topic tonight. So it may end up just more like a regular, end up more like the Wednesday night net. So, but there's just a lot of people that just aren't around or aren't available tonight. A lot of family get-togethers even in the evening. And I know Jose and Herb had things to do. So, like I said, well, I got back about 20 after 6 or something. I knew I'd be back before 7. So I said, okay, I am probably. I was going to be alternate anyway, so I was going to be around. And KF7. UTR Brad, he's the alternate. He's on here, got my back there, so thanks to him. Before the net started, I asked around, and he come right in right away to help me out. So I appreciate Brad backing me up. So Matt, thanks for checking in. And when you first come in, it was hard to get you. You're a little scratchy, but I was able to copy you, and hopefully you won't have any more problems with your repeater there. So once again, I'll see if anybody's willing to check in here or bring up a topic. We're an hour into the net, but we can still bring a topic up. This net's run 2.5-3 hours before, I think. Well, not 2.5-3. I got an hour too long. I think it's run an hour and a half or two. I don't think we'd ever let it go 3 hours. The repeater owners, I don't think it'd care for that. I think it has run an hour and a half or more. 2.5, I don't think that's right. I'm pushing it an extra hour. Okay, this is a Kilo Delta Zero Echo Tango Quebec. Phil in St. Louis looking for any check-ins to the Hennyham Thursday Night TechNet, or just willing to check in, or somebody's got any questions. KD0ETQ.
K0RGR Mobile, Twin Cities.
Okay, I'm not sure. I got a K0 RGR. I don't know if it was KA0RGR or just K0. Romeo Golf or Romeo in the Twin Cities. Go ahead and take it and give me your call and your name and everything there. Because I'm not sure if I got the whole call. I got a RGR Twin Cities, but I'm not sure I got the whole first part there. This is KD0 Echo Tango Quebec.
KA0 ETQ, KA0 RGR, Kilo 0 Romeo Golf Romeo. Hey, good evening. This is Bill, and we're all going around the southwest corner of the Twin Cities here on I 494 right now. Just on our way home from a nice Thanksgiving with the family up north. We came and cooked the Thanksgiving dinner, or my wife did, and now we're headed home. We saw a good movie this afternoon. We saw The Wife of Pi. It's an interesting movie. And overall, had a pretty nice day. The weather this corner of the Twin City jet. Back to you.
Okay, K0RGR, it's KD0ETQ. Okay, well, I hope you stay in the dry weather up there. I've had a couple people call in running in the snow and in north. I'm not sure exactly how many miles north they were, but I think they were up at least 20, 30 miles maybe north. I'm not positive. And they were getting some rain, snow mix, some wet snow in the low to mid-30s. So I guess it'll be sliding on down toward the rest of the Twin Cities. So looks like coming through the, I think you're coming through the 443 machine, it looked like. So thanks for checking in, and hope you have hope you had a good Thanksgiving, and hope the rest of the evening is fine for you. So I don't know if you have anything else to say there, K0RGR, KD0ETQ.
We were up north of the cities here, up in the city of St. Cloud, and there was quite a bit of snow, quite a bit of wet snow up there, and it was getting pretty icy, but not bad at all down here. Yep, 73, have a good holiday. K0RGR.
Oh, okay, K0RGR, KD0ETQ. Okay, well, thanks for checking in, and I hope you stay dry there, or at least stay out until you get to where you're going. So this is Kilo Delta Zero Echo Tango Quebec, St. Louis, with the Thursday night Handy Ham TechNet. Looking for any check-ins or anybody with any questions. We're a little past an hour. Still not too late to come in with a question or just to check-in. This is KD Zero Echo Tango Quebec, looking for check-ins.
Bit of information for Bill there, Phil, KHRL-PQW. Fine to you there, Bill. Happy Thanksgiving up there, RGR. We did run into some snow in Dodge County. Interestingly enough, it was coming down fairly good there for a while. We came back from near Zumbro Falls in that area. So we ran into a little bit. KHRL-PQW.
Okay, KA0-PQW. Okay, yeah, K0RGR, did you copy that info from Matt, KD0ETQ?
I did. Thanks for the update there, Matt. We'll see. I'll go catch Highway 52 here in a little while, so we'll be going down through Cannon Falls and Zumbrota, and that's always a... Oh, my goodness. We're just looking... We're marveling as we go along here at all the people stopped, my wife says idiots, all the people lined up to for the Black Friday sales at places like Target and Best Buy. There were actually people camping out in the snow up in St. Cloud waiting for Best Buy to open. And I think I think they were going to open at 9 o'clock, so hopefully they didn't have to wait too long. K0RGR.
Okay, K0RGR, KD0ETQ. Okay, glad you got the information from Matt there. And, why not? We were on my way to my sister-in-law's this afternoon. We passed our Best Buy, and the same thing. We had a line of people going around the building, and we seen several tents. I don't know how long they'd been there, but imagine a couple days. It wouldn't have been too bad here, because we get up to 70 degrees in St. Louis, had the sun out most of the day, and it's still 61, so... I believe they are opening in about an hour or so here too, so those people camping out won't have to put up with what they are up in Twin Cities or north of the Twin Cities. I mean, it's going to get colder, but by the time we get into the 30s here, the stores will be open. You won't have to be, they can pack their tents up by then. They do that every year. They've done it every year here, I know, at least for the last 3-4 years. One gentleman there, he set his tent up, was about 5-6 days ago. He said it was funny. He says, they asked him, why would you do this? And you'd expect him to say, I wanted to, be in line to get the product. But he said, I was tired of being second in line. I thought that was kind of funny. He said, I was expecting him to say, I wanted to get this TV or so-and-so iPad. He said, I was tired of being second. So he wanted to be first instead of second. Even though if you're second, you're going to get the same thing unless the first guy grabs everything on sale. I thought that was kind of funny, but anyway, he was tired of being second. So, but yeah, we passed that also down here in St. Louis. So, again, I'll look to see if there's any more chickens. We don't have any more chickens. Pretty soon, I guess we can close it. It's already hour and 7 minutes into the net on Thanksgiving. I guess that's pretty good for Thanksgiving. Even though we didn't run into a topic, that's fine. You know, I'm sure next week when Herb or Jose's back and we get everybody, the holidays are out of the way. At least Thanksgiving holiday, they're not all out of the way. The one everybody's going to be fighting over still got a month to go. So okay, this is BKD0ECHO Tango Quebec, Bill in St. Louis. Seeing if we got anybody else that'd like to check into the Thursday night Handy Ham TechNet, check in or even bring up a topic. KD0ECHO Tango Quebec listening.
KJ6ZKC.
Okay, got KJ6 Zulu Kilo Charlie. Got Michael. Okay, over to you, Michael. This is KD0ECHO Tango Quebec.
Just wanted to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving if you're celebrating. And unfortunately, I couldn't get up to the snow, which up in the Sierras, I'd prefer to be up there or basically on the Nevada side, if you know what I mean. But didn't make it this time. Maybe next time or, you know, sometime later in the season. But, yeah, I've heard of people setting up their tents and all that out here, too, out here in California. It's that's a crazy way to do it, but people want to hit those sales. Back to you, Phil.
Okay, KJ6ZKC, Michael, that's KD0ECHO Tango Quebec. Yeah, I guess they do that all over the country. I mean, about 10 years ago, you didn't hear too much of it. It seems like it's been in the last, 5-6 years, you've been hearing about the big box stores, you know, and the Targets. And I remember when I was young, I mean, nobody was open Thanksgiving. I remember even some of the restaurants, St. Louis, I know in other parts of the country they have them too, the Steak and Shake. I mean, you always knew 2 days they were closed. Thanksgiving, Christmas, they were never open. Now they're open, and now we've got these Golden Corral, I believe it is. I'm not sure if that's the name of it. Golden Corral, I think it is. They've got the $11.99 Thanksgiving special. We passed one of those on the way that we were going to my sister-in-law's today, and they were lined up onto the street to get on the parking lot. So I guess the restaurants do a good job. You know, I can see if you're by yourself or just a couple, you don't have any place to go. You want to go in a restaurant, you don't have to cook. But yeah, when I was younger, nobody was open on Thanksgiving, and there wasn't these sales like there are now. Well, there wasn't all the technical stuff. There's nobody you weren't lined up to buy your 25-inch color TV that cost $600 back then, because it wasn't going to be on sale for $150. So, and I don't think anybody would have waited outside all night for it anyway. But you know, things are different now. So, okay, well, thanks for checking in there, Michael. We'll look around again, but before we try to close it, does anybody else like to check in or have a question? Thursday night, Handy Ham TechNet. KD0ECHO, Tango, Quebec, listening.
This is KC2LJU again. I don't know if this is a question or not, but talking about Black Friday there. My wife and I, we used to go to the Black Friday all the time, but no more. I can't see going there. We went a couple 3 years ago. We went down to Sears, our local Watertown Sears store. They had a washer and dryer, front end load one, which it wasn't bad. We went down, waited in line because it was they had the washer and dryer on sale for $500, which wasn't bad. I mean, the regular way over $500 something a piece. So we went there, and this person they bought way ahead of us. They had one in there. And it was kind of scratched up a little bit, but I said, "Well, I'm glad they got it first, you know." So we're second, third in line, but we got one. They had to order it, so we just went down and picked it up. And another time, we went to a Walmart down there, and this was quite a long time ago. They had when VCRs and DVDs they comboed right together. Well, now you can't even get a VCR, but they had rows of them. And I tell you, these guys, they were $49 or something like that, $59, and people were in there, and they were throwing their carts up. And this one woman, she had to be up in her 80s. She threw one her cart, and this young kid grabbed right out of her cart and pushed her right down. I told my wife, I said, I'd like to get a baseball bat and go over, smack him right side his head with that, see how he liked that. No, so we don't go. There's one place here in Watertown tomorrow. We got a 2010 car, and it's got a car starter in it. And I'd like to get one, my 2005 Silverado pickup truck. And there is a sale going on tomorrow. You got to be there at 8 o'clock, and there's a limited time only. It's regular, putting a $300 starter, and they'll put it and install it in your car for $99. And I imagine there's going to be 100,000 people right there in line. Well, that's all I had. I just had to throw that in there. KC2OJU back, Matt.
Okay, Randy. KC2OJU, KD0ETQ in the net. Okay, yeah, that's... I know that's I don't think I have ever gone to a Black Friday sale ever. My wife, when she was working, she's disabled now. She's blind and disabled, so she's unable to work. But when she was working, she worked at one of these places. I don't even think they're open anymore. I believe they all closed. Frank's Nursery and Crafts, and she said they, you know, she had to go to work. She had to be at work like at 3 o'clock in the morning. This was, 10 years ago, before they did the open all night or ate the night before. But she had to be at work at 3 in the morning, and she said there were people lined up. She pulled up out there. She got a ride to work, and people were lined up there trying to push the doors open. They were open at 4, trying to push doors open at 3. And when they come in, they put people literally fell over each other. I know the Best Buys in St. Louis, they've had so much trouble there and at other stores, especially the Walmarts, that Best Buys, even the people that are camped out, they're only going to let so many, when they do open, so to avoid, 400 people running in at once, they're going to only let so many people in at a time. And they've got security in the store, and they've had training sessions and everything else. I've seen it on CNN. They said they're going to let, like 20 people in, let them buy what they want, let them leave with their product. Next 20 goes in. That way you don't have 100 people beating each other up, stealing it out of your hands, punching people. They were showing video on CNN this morning. I mean, literally, fist fights. And one place 3 years ago, a guy pulled a gun and shot it up in the air to scatter the crowd. I mean, they were going crazy, so... I know Best Buy said they're going to let 20 or 30 in at a time, and they can get what they want, leave, and then the next 20 or 30. People probably won't like it, but they said that'll avoid a big mass, like tramplings and all that. So, yeah, that's fine coming in with that that comment. So this is KD0ETQ. We have anybody else like to check in or have any comments? KD0 Echo Tango Quebec.
KJ6ZKC, reject.
Yeah, okay, Michael, go ahead.
Yeah, when I was not even a kid, when I was in my 20s, they still had, I think they used to call them blue laws out here in California, where nothing was open on Sundays. In the holidays, forget it. Now, for the most part, they're closed basically on Christmas, like at Denny's. That's the one day they do close, or at least they used to. But I'm just happy that Ham Radio Outlet, if I may say, is not going to be open. You know, I can't imagine Ham's going into a store that sells ham equipment like HRO and just mobbing the place. I think most of us are too nice for that. So have a great one. That's about all I had to say. So be talking to you maybe tomorrow.
Okay, Michael, KJ6, ZKC, KD0ETQ. Yeah, well, they had, I remember the blue laws around here. Like I said, I'm 65, so I remember them a long time ago. And well, even, I mean, the laws now have gotten silly. At the regular grocery stores around here in St. Louis, they're not allowed to sell liquor. Like my wife wouldn't, for instance, want me to pick up a bottle of wine on a Sunday morning. you have to wait till 9 a.m. You can't buy a bottle of wine at 8 a.m., but you can buy it at 9. Now, I don't know. I mean, if that's supposed to be because it's Sunday or you can't, I don't, I haven't figured out, you know, what the purpose of that is. I mean, I know it's a law and they got to follow it, because I picked up a bottle of wine, a bottle of scotch before, and went up there and 10 to 9, and I see all these other people waiting on the side, and they say, come on, and I said, well, why are these people waiting? Oh, well, they've got liquor. I said, well, so do I. Well, then you have to wait with them. I said, well, why? Well, we can't sell it until 9 o'clock. It was like 10 to 9. So we had to stand there for 10 minutes, and then we could buy it. So I said, well, so you can drink at 9, but you can't drink at 8. Well, that's the law. So I don't know who passed these laws. They don't make much sense. So either sell it on Sunday or don't sell it on Sunday, but wait till 9 a.m. I didn't figure the meaning of that at all. So, okay, well, again, it's KD0 Echo Tango Quebec, Thursday night, Anyham TechNet. Any check-ins or any questions? It's KD0 ETQ.
N1VXP, recheck.
Yeah, N1VXP. Go ahead, Rick. KD0 ETQ.
Yeah, just to let you know, Ohio, actually in Chillicothe, they have a deal where there's only one store that actually sells liquor at the full strength. Drug stores, grocery stores, anybody that has a permit to sell beer and wine can sell liquor. However, that particular liquor is what they call distilled or diluted, which is like half the strength. And they do have a law that they can't sell the liquor on Sunday, but they can sell the beer and wine, which I still can't figure that one out. You can sell beer and wine on Sunday, but you can't sell the liquor. And at one point, there was some question. They were trying to revamp it, and then they said, well, maybe we should do no beer and wine on Sunday and sell the liquor. So I just said, if I can't buy the real good stuff in a grocery store, then I don't really need it. I'll just go to the, we have one we call a package store that sells the full-strength liquor, and that's where I get mine. And it makes it easier to literally not drink so much. And N1VXP back to net control.
Okay, Rick. N1VXP, KD0ETQ. Yeah, I mean, some of these laws don't make no sense. Yeah, I see KC2OJU said it's I guess noon. He's saying they're noon on Sunday in New York. Yeah, every state's got these different laws, and I mean, when these congressmen, senators, whoever, now the politicians pass these laws, you know, okay, now nobody can drink until noon, or nobody should drink till 9 o'clock, or let's only sell, you know, 5% alcohol, or let's, you know, doesn't make any sense. I mean, I know, like I said, when I was a kid. I'm a teenager, I remember my mom saying, oh, well, ask my dad, you know, to go to the store. He goes, remember, it's Sunday, now I can't get your bottle of wine. And then, you know, but a lot of things were just closed Sunday. The only thing were open were restaurants. I mean, there were no stores. I mean, even like Sears stores and that were closed on Sunday. There were a lot of stuff closed Sunday. It was mostly restaurants open. And then that kind of diminished, and they started opening a little bit at a time, and then they'd open half, then they'd be open half a day on Sunday, and then the Sunday kind of disappeared, then they started opening on holidays, and now pretty soon it'll be hard for you if you work in a retail or big box store or restaurant. You'll never get Thanksgiving or Christmas off, because, you know, they're all always going to be open to compete with everybody else. So, I guess that's just the way things go, so. Okay, thanks for the commenter, Rick, and yeah, those things don't make much sense. I can't figure them out. So, once again, we got an hour and 22 minutes into a tech net with no topic, but that's fine. It just became a regular net. And I'll keep listening. If I don't hear anybody, I'll keep trying to close it out. There's KD0 Echo Tango Quebec. Be listening.
Oh, yes.
Well, I caught somebody coming in, but I caught like two letters, and I couldn't even make them out. Come back again a little bit slower. I missed the entire call.
Kilo Delta Zero, Oscar Victor Sierra.
Okay, got it. Got time. Kilo Delta Zero, Oscar Victor Sierra. Go ahead.
I guess this may be the TechNet, I'm guessing.
Well, it's kind of what's left of it, being Thanksgiving. It started an hour and 23 minutes ago, but it really never picked up a topic. So the usual suspects there, Herb and Jose, weren't able to handle the net, I guess due to other matters. And I picked it up. So it's mostly just been a kind of a chat type normal check-in net. Really never picked up a topic. And like I said, we've gone an hour and 20-something minutes into it, and it's just mostly been check-in. So it is the TechNet, but mostly just been kind of a QSO type net tonight. This is KD0ETQ.
QSO, this is KD0OBS. Darren from Cottage Grove. I'll just check in one for the books. I really don't have much technical topic tonight. Other than that, I'd just like to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and drive safely. 73's KD0OVS.
Okay, KD0OVS. Okay, Darren, thanks for checking in. Yeah, maybe everybody's too full to talk about it. Everybody's sitting there holding their stomachs, I think, from all the food they've had. I know I'm doing the same thing. You know, I do that, I think, every... probably Christmas, Easter, and Thanksgiving. You just don't eat much in the morning, and you know you're going to eat about 3 o'clock, and you just wait, and you're hungry all day, and then you eat too much. But that's never going to change. I think that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is, at least the way it is for most people I know. Well, thanks for checking in, and like once again, we're getting about an hour and 25 minutes, I guess, pretty soon. With no topic, I guess we might as well probably wrap it up and turn the repeaters back to the owners there and all to normal use. We got anybody else wanting to check in? This is KD0EETQ.
KT0ZND, that's Kilo Charlie 0 Zulu November Delta.
Yeah, I got KC0 Zulu November Delta. Go ahead. And get your name and hello, QTDH here.
Which is KE Papa?
It's KD0ETQ. I think I got two. I got the KC0 Zulu November Delta, I believe, in there. But I think I got Shanti in there, 407 Whiskey Papa. Shanti, I'll get to you in just a second. I got you in there. But I think you doubled there with someone there, I believe. KC0Z November Delta, I believe it's your turn to go ahead.
Thanks to everyone out there. Happy Thanksgiving. And just sat down in front of the radios here and got the football game on. And that's about it here. You got Steve here, Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo. I'm located up here in Clear Lake, Minnesota. That's about 65 miles northwest of Minneapolis, and the ground is white. The ground is white. It is definitely white up here. It snowed pretty good here before. It's actually coming down a little bit yet, but the winds are just tremendously high, so making it good and cold. So we're looking forward to this, and here it comes. So, but I'll turn it back over to you. Thank you very much for getting me in here, and like I said, happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. 73s. And everyone take care. With that, this is KC0ZND Steve up here in Clear Lake, Minnesota, and I'll listen along out.
Okay, Steve, KC0Z November Delta, KD0ETQ. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've been hearing about the snow, people driving in it and living in it up there. People coming down into the Twin Cities, kind of running out of it. It seems like in parts of the Twin Cities and farther north, I guess in the west you go, I guess you run into it. So thanks for checking in. Hope you had a nice Thanksgiving. And again, like I said, hope you have a good evening despite all the snow. So I think we've got Ashanti in there, and I believe I'm not positive that he may be in Sri Lanka, and we're probably talking about So I don't know. I guess I don't want to guess the time because I'll probably guess wrong, but I'm guessing it's early Friday morning over there. Shante, come on in there. 4 Sierra 7 Whiskey Papa, KD0ETQ. Come on there in there now, Shante.
Good morning, sir. And happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody on this frequency, on this net. You're correct. It is, let me see, it is Friday morning, 7:59 a.m. It looks like the picture, a cloud picture, and it's going to be another bright and a sunny day. Morning temperatures around 25 degrees Celsius, going up to 31 degrees Celsius in the afternoon. Though we are supposed to be in the northeast monsoon, there had been a lull and about 1 week of bright sunshine. So there you are. That's all the traffic I have. Back to you. Go ahead, Phil.
Okay, Shanti. 407 Whiskey Pop at KD0ETQ and the Handy Ham Net, TechNet there Thursday night. Yeah, I was guessing it was Friday morning. I'd have been off on the time. I forget, you're in that area that's that half-hour difference. You're on, for my time, we're 8:30 p.m. Thanksgiving Thursday evening, and you're just about, you're coming up on, you're probably 8 o'clock Friday morning, so you're 11 and a half hours ahead of Central Time, so I wouldn't have guessed, I'd have guessed maybe 6:30 or 7:30. I'd have never guessed that half hour difference. I know there's a the Indian Ocean area, Sri Lanka, that and some of the Mideast, there is that half hour difference for some reason. So some way or another they moved it off of the hour and made a half hour in there. So I know there's several countries like that. So you're 8 o'clock Friday morning. Yeah, people I've been talking to up in Minnesota that is they're down around zero or below Celsius with snow on the ground. They're probably jealous of hearing your temperatures. I'm not sure I caught that right when you said your high was going to be. You may want to repeat that. I'm not sure what you said. I almost thought you said 50 Celsius. I mean, I'm not sure if I heard that right. It sounds like about 125 degrees, but I'm not sure I heard that right. I heard you're 25 now, which I know is close to 80 Fahrenheit. So, tell me that high again. You said it's going to be over there. To make sure I got that right. That I don't think I heard it right. Ashanti 4S7WP KD0ETQ.
Roger, Phil. Yeah, in the morning it's normally about 25 degrees Celsius, and in the afternoons it is about 31 degrees Celsius. That had been the pattern. But in the central hills, we call it Little England, it's about, morning is about 8 or 9 degrees and goes up to about 13, 14 degrees in the afternoon. Very, very fine temperature. And it's in the central hills as the crow flies, as the straight line from Colombo. It's about 150 miles to the center of the country in the hilly area. I hope we got that okay, Phil. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, okay, Shanti. 407 Whiskey Papa, KD0ETQ. Okay, that made more sense. I don't know. Somehow I heard a funny number in there. I said, well, that can't be right. Yeah, 31 Celsius, that's 86 to 88 Fahrenheit. And the hills you were talking about, that sounds like it's going from the 30s up to into the 50s Fahrenheit. So that's probably about what we're going to do in the next few days. We may not make 50, but today we were up in this area here. We were 22 Celsius, so we got the 22 Celsius. We're down to about 17 Celsius now. Going to get down to about 3 or 4 and only get up to about 5 or 6, so ain't going to rise much tomorrow. So, going to have a few days of cool weather. Getting some rain tonight. So, okay, well, thanks, Shanti, for checking in. It's always nice to hear from you in Sri Lanka. I hope you have a good Friday over there. Nice day. Nice warm day anyway. So thanks for checking in. And this will be KD0ETQ. Looking for anyone else before I close it to check into Thursday Night Handy Ham TechNet. KD0ETQ listening. Well, I didn't hear anybody, and we're an hour and 35 minutes, so I think that's probably enough. We've got quite a few check-ins for no topic, but I said I get the net, and we don't have a topic. But I think a lot of time I'm the one that brings it up. I usually come up with something, but no, I'm not the only one that does. There's plenty of topics going around, but a lot of people, like I said, have activities going on. They're coming and going. A lot of people on handhelds and on mobiles tonight. A lot of people out going home. So there's a lot of people that's, you know, they're just not sitting around. And like I said, I got everybody's stomachs too full to think of a question. I'm sure next Thursday we'll have plenty of questions again. So this will be Kilo Delta Zero Echo Tango Quebec, Phil in St. Louis. I'll be closing the Thursday Night Handy Ham TechNet, and we're turning all repeaters and everything else to normal use. So this is KD0ETQ closing the net. 73.